Thank you.
While we're waiting for Jackie, I'll ask Gail Gillespie and Clay Jones to come, if they will. Clay sang for us a long time ago at the Folk Festival with the Daves brothers. Wasn't really a brother of the Daves. They just pretended he was. And Gail is his singing partner. Let's welcome them.
This one is a Carter family song. Darling, how can I stay?
chain, love, and I'll pawn you my gold diamond ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again.
Tell me why that you do not love me. Tell me why that your smile is not bright. Tell me why you have grown so cold-hearted. Is there no kiss for me, love, tonight?
Oh, I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. And I'll pawn you my gold diamond ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again.
It's a face that is false, but it's fair.
Oh, I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. And I'll pawn you my gold diamond ring. I will pawn you this heart in my bosom. Only say that you love me again.
Gail's going to get Limberjack now, and we're going to do a Limberjack and banjo tune. A Limberjack, I understand from Cousin Thelma, is the American folk toy. I'm giving this distinction.
Ashley called Cluck Old Hen. Thank you very much.
Good. this fascinating thing right here, Behemoth maybe, is not anything that was ever alive except when it was growing in the ground. It's a beautiful knot. And that fine craftsman up there who does fish and birds did this. And he must have pegged him some teeth. I brought it down here for you to see and to admire. Notice that he even has warts on top. And he said he found it just in this position, of course, without the teeth. But go up there and visit with him. Visit with all the craftsmen. Lottie and Frank Shore's daughter just came down to say that they have arrived, so later on you'll meet them. You'll meet Lottie, meet Betty May, and see her beautiful crafts. You'll see the beautiful egg art. Just beautiful work. You'll see the youngsters making folk toys. You'll see Cubby with his Jack Limber legs. I want to tell you why I say that the Limber legs is the American folk toy. One day in early winter, I was, as a matter of fact, I was in the bathtub and the telephone rang. And of course, you know how women are. They're so curious, they won't just let it ring. And I went dripping, and it was a lady from New York who's writing a book on folk toys around the world. And she wanted to know if I knew the rhymes that go with Jack Limber legs. And I said, yes, I did. And so I sat right down and wrote down some of the rhymes that I thought would help Jack along as he dances. And she said that that toy was being written in her book as the American folk toy. How many of you remember playing with the Limber legs in your childhood? Some of you made them. Some of them had them made for you. Well, go up there and see the infinite variety of Jack Limber legs that we have right here. For sale in the park with the craftsman. And be sure to visit with the craftsman who came down from New York with all his little folk toys, an infinite variety. And many of them you recognize. We have two recording companies in the park. We don't allow the recording unless the artists give permission. And I'm passing this on for your information. The National Recording Company, right back here, will be doing some recording for a custom record of the Florida Folk Festival. Then back in the camping unit, where everybody loves to be. How many of you are camping this week? Are you having a good time? Is it a nice place to camp? That's good. Don't say no. And the community workshop is the other recording group. They're back in the camp area, and they'd like to talk to you if you'd like to be recorded. Now, I wonder if Jackie's here. It's with pleasure and pride that I introduce Jackie McGowan here with her treasure trove of song, all the way from Franklin, Michigan. Let's welcome Jackie.
Oh, it's a lovely day. going to sing you a sad song, but it's such a pretty day, I'm not going to do it. As I sat down one evening within a small cafe, a 40-year-old waitress to a man these words did say, "Well, I see you are a logger and not just a common bum, 'cause nobody but a logger stirs his coffee with his thumb. My sweetheart was a logger, there's none like him today. Oh, if you poured whiskey on it, he could eat a bale of hay. He never shaved his whiskers from off of his horny hide. He just drove them in with a hammer and bit them off inside." You don't believe that? When did I lie to you? When? "My lover, he came to see me. It was on a freezing day. He locked me in a warm embrace that broke three vertebrae. He kissed me before we parted, so hard that it broke my jaw. I could not speak to tell him he forgot his Mackinaw. Well, I watched my lover leaving, a-sauntering through the snow, going bravely homeward at 38 below. Well, the weather, it tried to freeze him, it tried its level best. At 100 degrees below zero, he buttoned up his vest. Well, it froze clear through to China, it froze to the stars above. At 1,000 degrees below zero, it froze my logger love. Well, they tried in vain to thaw him, and if you'll believe me, sir, they made him into axe blades to chop the Douglas fir. And so I lost my lover, and to this cafe I've come, here to wait till someone stirs his coffee with his thumb." Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, all you old Michigan loggers out there. This song is kind of sort of related, because this little song was told to me by a tree. I've already put doubts in your mind about me. I better not tell you any more stories. It really was told to me by a little tree. And when you see what happened to the little tree and the whole story, you're going to believe me. I hope. "Once I lived in the forest, tall and fair, and the wind she whistled around me, and the birds sang in my hair. I wanted to sing, I wanted to sing, but nobody could hear. Deep in my heart was a song to sing, but nobody could hear. I loved the sound of the raindrops as they danced on the ground. My heart nearly burst with longing. I couldn't make one sound. I wanted to sing, I wanted to sing, but nobody could hear. Deep in my heart was a song to sing, and nobody could hear. Well, one day to the forest there came a little old man. He come into the forest with a saw and an axe in his hand. Oh, I wanted to cry, I wanted to cry, but nobody could hear. Way down inside I sighed and I cried, yeah, but nobody could hear. Well, he cut me down in a twinkling, and he put me on his cart. He carried me away, and it nearly broke my heart. I wanted to cry, I wanted to scream, but nobody could hear. Way down inside, I sighed and I cried, yeah, but nobody could hear. Well, he carried me to his cottage, and he laid me on the ground, and he knelt right there beside me, started to chisel and pound. I wanted to cry, ouch! Oh, how it hurt, but nobody could hear. I wanted to cry, I wanted to cry, but nobody could hear. Well, then he took the best part. He cut out me heart. He took me very best part, and he made a fine guitar, and now I can sing, bring a bring bring, and everybody can hear. Now I can sing this song in my heart, and everybody can hear.
Thank you very much. This is another one in a calypso vein. It's a kind of a song for today. Same three chords, all you guitar pickers. A, D, and E, 7.
Hey, we live in a troubled century. I've been thinking about it, and it seems to me a lot of our problems could be solved if we'd reach out around us and get involved and give a little love away. Give a little love away, give a little love away, and more will come your way. I don't say you should march or carry a sign. Just try each day, take a moment's time. Stop a moment and hesitate. For instance, shut your mouth if it's full of hate. Hey, give a little love away. Be careful of the things you say. Give a little love away, and more will come your way. Now you young people, I think you're fine. I like your peace symbol, I love your love sign. You shout causes, but then you ignore peace and love behind your own door. No, no, give a little love away. Kiss your mama every day. Give a little love away. More and more will come your way. Are you a woman for liberation? Do you think the men control the nation? It may be true, but on the other hand, a loving woman can control a man. So give a little love away. Turn the men around your way. Give a little love away. More and more will come your way. Hey, husband, you the next on the list. How long has it been since your wife been kissed? You can be content to just maintain the home. No woman lives on bread alone. Hey, hey, give a little love away. Bring your wife a surprise bouquet. Give a little love away. More and more will come your way. Are you a teacher filling the children's heads with the beautiful words some great man said? Well, don't wear a long face and make them doubt that you know what the words are all about. No, give a little love away. Smile at the kids today. Give them a break. Give a little love away. More and more will come your way. Hey, lady, have you become a drudge? Do you drag around? Do you hate to budge? Look in the mirror and you can bet that what you see is what you get. So give a little love away. Take a bubble bath today, you know. Give a little love away. More and more will come your way. Well, I could go on with rhyme after rhyme, but I think I have taken enough of your time. I think you can see what I tried to say. There are 1,000 ways to give love away.
hope you remember this little song. When your day is dreary and your day is long, don't cry for love to come your way. You can only have love if you give it away. Sing it. Give a little love away. Louder. Give a little love away. Ah. Give a little love away. More and more will come your way. Again. Give a little love away. Give a little love away. Give a little love away. Today.
The end of this afternoon program. Now, sit still just 1 minute. Don't get nervous. I want you to eat the food sellers out of house and home. Right over here to my...
Have you ever been a fishing on a bright and sunny day? Seen the little fishes swimming up and down the bay with their hands in the pockets and the pockets in the pants and all the little fishes doing a hoochie-coochie dance? Oh, I went to Cincinnati and I walked around the block. Walked right into a bakery shop. Picked 3 donuts out of the grease. Handed the lady a 5-cent piece. Well, she looked at the nickel and she looked at me. She said, "This nickel's no good to me. There's a hole in the middle and it's all the way through." Says I, "There's holes in the donuts too. Thanks for the donuts. Goodbye." There you go. That's an American folk song. And comes from a lot of places and a lot of different people. I learned part of it growing up in Arizona. I learned another part from a fellow who learned it on a fishing boat in San Diego. And I learned the third part out in the East Coast. The kind of music I almost like best is homemade music. And this is a banjo that to me represents the kind of music I like to sing. It's a homemade banjo made by a man named Leonard Glenn. He lives in Sugar Grove, North Carolina, and he made it all with his hands. It doesn't cost very much to buy this banjo. I think this banjo is worth a lot more than those $400, 300-pound banjos. This is a very light one. Makes a really nice sound, a kind of a homemade sound. And I think a festival like this is especially nice because you see so many people who make music at home. Something really nice about that kind of music that people make for their friends and not for people who pay them money most of the time. There's a lot of nice booths over there with people selling instruments that they make at home. There's one especially that I really like. This fellow over there selling flutes, the most incredible flutes. Now, I'll admit that $16 is a lot of money for a flute, but if you go look at the flutes in the music stores, you'll see that $200 is about a reasonable price for a flute. So you gotta know that there's a lot of work goes into making one of these, and they sure do sound nice. Now, I'm not a good advertiser for them because I can't hardly play them, but I'm going to learn how before the weekend's over. You can do that, too. There's a guy over there with some of those. He's still got some left. You can buy one. No, that wasn't it. I was just showing you how nice they sound. Okay, here's an old-time song. Doesn't tell a story. Doesn't do anything. Just a little song with nice verses. Each verse is a little poem by itself. Song doesn't go anywhere. You'll never hear this song sung on TV because the song isn't exciting enough to be on TV. We see a song on TV, it's got to be emotional. You know, it's got to be You can sing quiet songs on TV, but they have to be quietly desperate or quietly sweaty or something. So you won't hear a song like this on television. This is from an old man in North Carolina. His name is Bascom Lunsford. And it's just a nice set of poems set to music, but they aren't. They're just from people, you know. And it's really old. I wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. I wish I was a mole in the ground. Kempy, let your hair roll down. Kempy, let your hair roll down. Let your hair roll down and your bangs curl around. Kempy, let your hair roll down. Kempy wants a $9 shawl. Kempy wants a $9 shawl. When I come over the hill with a $20 bill, it's baby, where you been so long? I wish I was a lizard in the spring. I wish I was a lizard in the spring. If I was a lizard in the spring, I'd hear my true love sing. I wish I was a lizard in the spring. Baby, where you been so long? Baby, where you been so long? I've been in the pen with rough and rowdy men. Baby, where you been so long? Don't ever marry a railroad man. Don't ever marry a railroad man. A railroad man will kill you if he can and drink up your blood like wine. I wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. I wish I was a mole in the ground.
That's a nice thing.
If you want to hear some of the best music that this country ever produced, the Library of Congress Folk Song Archives in Washington, D.C. has been recording it since before the 1930s. They have a lot of old scratchy records, in fact, thousands of them, and they've taken some of the songs off those records and put them onto LPs. They sell about 60 LP records, and they're kind of expensive for LP records. I mean, they cost around $5 or $6 or something, but they have some really nice music of just people singing the songs they grew up with. Some of them are Indians, some of them are Bahamans, some of them are old sailors, some of them are loggers. This is a song from a recording of Michigan lumberjack songs and Wisconsin lumberjack songs from an old man up in the state of Wisconsin singing a song that I have a feeling probably began in England. In Manchester, a maiden dwelt. Her name was Phoebe Brown. Her cheeks were red and her hair was black, and she was considered by all good judges to be, by all odds, the best-looking gal in town. Now Reuben was as nice a boy as any in the town. And Phoebe loved him dearly, but on account of his being obliged to work out for a living, he couldn't make himself very agreeable to old Mr. and Mrs. Brown. Now Phoebe's heart was brave and true. She feared no parents' frown. And as for Reuben Wrights, the boy, I've heard him say more than a dozen times, with the exception of Phoebe, he didn't give a cent for the whole mess of Browns. Now Phoebe Brown and Reuben Wright determined they would marry. 3 weeks ago, last Tuesday night, they started for old Parson Webster's, determined to enter the dismal swamps of matrimony, although it was tremendously dark and it rained like the old Harry. Old Captain Brown was wide awake. He loaded his old gun. He then pursued the loving pair, and he overtook them when they got about halfway to the Parson's, when Phoebe and Reuben started off on a run. Old Brownie took a deadly aim right at young Reuben's head, but oh, it was a burning shame. Instead of that, you see, he saw his only daughter, Phoebe, drop right down, stone dead. Then anguish filled young Reuben's heart, and vengeance craved his brain. He drew a tremendous jackknife out, 2 foot and a half long it was, and he plunged it 50 or 60 times right into old Brown, and 'twas doubtful whether he'd ever come to again. Then Reuben Wright with frenzy tore the hair from off his head, and when half scalped the pain was such that he awoke, found himself sitting up in bed, a bootjack upon his chest, for having been out to a tea party the night before, he'd so regaled himself with buckwheat cakes, all hot, that he'd had the nightmare upon getting into bed.
See what I mean? Now, here come the international folk dancers from Sarasota. A real family affair. Cubby Whitehead is the leader, of course.
We're going to do a little bit of a singing game that we did this afternoon some years ago in many parts of the country. Dancing for the young people was somewhat frowned upon, but they still managed to do a bit of dancing by making their own music and doing the dances anyway, and they call them singing games or play party games. So we're going to do a bit of one called Alabama Gal.
This time, from Mountain View, Arkansas, Elliot Hancock, a fine craftsman, musician, who makes the dulcimers that he plays. Let's welcome Elliot Hancock.
This first song is called Harrison Town. It's taken from the name of a town which is not too far from Mountain View. If you drive west from Mountain View, you'll go through Harrison, Eureka Springs, Berryville, and several points west. This song is not complete, and you just sort of have to use your imagination to figure out what the guy did and why he got put in jail. Gambling boys, wherever you may be, listen to my story and shun bad company. No, I've been a curious lad, I know I broke the law, but I'll step out and hear them shout, me in Arkansas. As I rode into Harrison Town a couple of days ago, turned my face toward the west, to Eureka I did go. The Harrison crowd that followed me, they know, I have no doubt, that I would lie in the Berryville jail before the week went out. They captured me on Kings River, boys, I might have killed the crowd, if it had not been for the ball and chain that rang so clear and loud. Ma, she came and scorned at me and said, shut my jaw, there's never been a worse man in the hills of Arkansas. They took me down to Berryville, boys, I went for the court of law, and I took my ride by the marshal's side to Little Rock, Arkansas. Now all you rambling, gambling boys, hear what stands over my case. It's the big bay horse and the oval horse that I rode in the race. Now there's one thing that I've left out to you I'm going to tell. That is the girl, the pretty little girl that I did love so well. If ever I gain my liberty, have bread on me to chaw, I'll settle down with the blue-eyed girl in Carroll County, Arkansas. This next song is one of the old traditional ballads called Mary Hamilton. Last night there were four Marys, tonight there'll be but three. There was Mary Beaton and Mary Seaton, Mary Carmichael and me. Now word has to the kitchen gone, and word's gone to the hall, that Mary Hamilton is with child by the highest stood of all. He courted her down in the kitchen, he courted her in the hall, he courted her in the low cellar, and that was the worst of all. She's picked up her little babe and cast him into the sea, saying, sink or swim, my bonny wee child, you'll have no more of me. Then down did come the old queen, bright ribbons in her hair, saying, where is that bonny wee child that I heard cry so sad? There is no babe within this room, as you may clearly see. Was but a touch of my own Sarah's sight that did come over me. Mary, put on your dress of black, or else your dress of brown, and come and go with me tonight to see fair Edinburgh town. She did not put on a dress of black, nor a dress of brown, but she put on her dress of white to wear in Edinburgh town. Now all of you bold mariners, you who sail the foam, never tell my father or mother that I'm coming home. Last night there were four Marys, tonight there'll be but three. There was Mary Beaton and Mary Seton, and Mary Carmichael and me.
Thank you.
Still another version of that beautiful song.
In my kitchen, I swear there's going to be rain out the door.
When a woman gets in trouble, everybody talks her down. A truly good friend is hardly found. Well, you better come on in my kitchen. I swear there's going to be rain out the door. Yes, on my soul, I wouldn't mistreat you for any gold. Now you better come on in my kitchen. I swear there's going to be rain out the door.
Me off the streets.
Walk is my shadow, everybody else is gone. You're sitting on your cellar steps, but waiting for the dawn. Lord, and I'm so tired, Mom, afraid to sleep alone. Where won't you take me off the street? I need the family in your bones. Jesse, Lord, so hungry for a fix, Lord. I'm so tired, I'm afraid to sleep alone. Where won't you take me off the street? I need the family in your bones.
wasted, oh so wasted. There's still no way to go. There's devil's feeding on my body, Lord. The wine goes down so slow, Lord. How long, how long is my ride ahead? In your bones, in your bones.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, as I was saying, gospel music always rounds out a program. It's part of our heritage in this part of Florida, and we love it. And we have with us a singing family from Gainesville, the Bakerette, with the mother, Sis Baker, as the leader. Let's give them a great big hand as they come forward. Now, they're going to need the piano out, please. Everybody takes part.
While they're getting the piano out, let's give God a hand. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, this is a Florida festival, ain't that right? So we want it to be like a Florida festival. We're going to sing a song, and I want everybody to, let's sing this song together. When he
is led by Lamar. Can you get this mic down where he can use it, please? And he's going to attempt to do Jesus said he would meet me.
Oh, Jesus said he would meet me down by the riverside. Walk on out, take my stand, lead me on.
What was that?
Walk on out, take my stand, lead me on to the promised land.
What was that?
Said he would meet me.
We're gonna attempt to do. We're gonna attempt. We want everybody to pat your hands. We're gonna attempt to do At the Gate I Know.
Whoa!
Nashville High School Square Dancers. With Eloise Beam as their leader, this fine group is from Asheville, North Carolina. Let's give them a hand. Oh, let me back up. I skipped the Travelers first, and then the Dancers, and I believe the Travelers are going to play eventually for the Dancers. Please excuse me, boys. The Travelers from Lake City with Skip Johns as their leader. Excuse me, Skip.
I'd like to introduce members of the band to you and bring out the rest of the band at the same time. To my far right, to my far left, over here on bass fiddle is Wally Johns. Next to him is my second cousin, Buddy Harvey, playing fiddle. Next to him, Cy Perkins playing rhythm guitar. The boy I'm going to bring out is Mike Leppard, who sings for us. I'm Skip Johns with the Travelers. Right now we're going to try to do a, I guess you'd call it gospel bluegrass. We're glad to be here tonight, and it's kind of a bad group to follow, but we're going to try to do the best we can, and I hope y'all enjoy it. Swing low, sweet chariot.
And sometimes up and sometimes down, coming for to carry me home. coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home. Swing the loose chariot. Coming for to carry me
sparkling blue eyes, I heard your lying tongue.
All the times are past and gone, all your times are wrong. All your times are past and gone, little darling, not sweet no more.
Now don't you see that lonesome dove is flying from pine to pine? He's mourning for his own to love, just like I'm mourning for mine.
All the times are passing gone, all your times are wrong. All the times are passing gone, little darling, don't you need no more.
Taking away my own to love, never to return again.
All your times are past and gone, all your times are wrong. All your times are past and gone, little darling, don't you weep no more.
Thank you very much. There's a fairground down in Chattanooga where the kettle train runs up and down the track. There's that old hound that always hangs around and he's chasing that train down and back.
I've been chasing you like a Chattanooga dog, even though I know you don't care. I've been chasing you like a Chattanooga dog and it ain't gonna get me nowhere.
Well, I'm thinking that I'm like that old train. Anybody get a ticket can ride. Well, I'm like that pup, I won't ever give up. I'll do anything to be by your side.
I've been chasing you like a Chattanooga dog, even though I know you don't care. I've been chasing you like a Chattanooga dog, and it ain't gonna get me nowhere.
Like a Chattanooga dog, even though I know you don't care.
I've been chasing you like a Chattanooga dog, and it ain't gonna get me nowhere.
Push. Thank y'all.